on Sumatra Island, Indonesia, entitled Ketimun Bungkuk or Hunchback Cucumber. The song was composed by Yahya Habe. The song tells the story of an unfortunate person. Misfortune is compared to a hunchback cucumber, a cucumber that is not included in the scales, counts, let alone dishes. The song Ketimun Bungkuk actually invites people to remain optimistic and hopeful. Tomorrow, the cock still crows, and after the night and the day will come. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Jambi province entitled Ketimun Bungkuk by Nana Sabrina. Enjoy!
Harry's voice of Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia State Railway Company now allows passengers to cancel or reschedule tickets through its Access by KAI app or station counters. The company says refunds are processed within 7 working days, which, while intercity tickets can be managed in app and local, train tickets require station counters. Indonesia's Deputy Health Minister Dante Saxono Harbuwono highlighted the challenges of pancreas transplants for diabetes patients, noting that one procedure requires 4 donors and must be repeated every 5 to 6 years. Speaking at Sarwono Award and Sarwono Prawiro Harjo Memorial Lecture in Jakarta on August the 25th, he said donor limitations make the procedure difficult. As an alternative, Dante proposed the use of an artificial pancreas that can automatically supply insulin and reduce reliance on organ transplants and immunosuppressants. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing's gonna change, kau punyaku. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk cium ku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan daram, dataram, taram, taram. Rindu, seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause kau cintaku. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk cium ku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Sometimes it is sweeter, filled with worry. Be afraid when things go wrong, just be strong.
When him up in the air, and everything is so unfair. You stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and see. Don't you give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worries. Don't be afraid when things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seems up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
One day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you're on the red cloud, just face the music and sing.
If
one day you lose your way, just remember one thing, my friend. When you're on the red cloud, just face the music and
don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up
and be happy.
Well, there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang City Center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person, or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and profession learning for school children. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that change has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Hai masihkah muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu bicara berujung pilu. Andai angin mengulang sebuah masa yang telah usang, kan ku telan isi bumi hanya untukmu. Terima
bisa.
The Super Garuda Shield 2025 Joint Military Exercise is kicking off, and they are training around 6,500 personnel from various countries in variety of operations. It ranges from field defense to cyber defense, all to address the current security challenges. Reported by Antaranews.com, Deputy Commander of Indonesian National Armed Forces, General Tandio Budi Revita, during the opening on Monday, August the 25th, said that the training will cover key areas like operational level staff exercises, cyber defense drills, and field exercises that will test combat readiness and interoperability between countries. And the program itself, listener, also features engineering civil action projects such as village infrastructure program and combined arm live fire exercises. So from the 6,500 personnel, there are 13 countries joining. Indonesia is the host, and then there's United States, Japan, Australia, South Korea, Netherlands, Singapore, Canada, France, Germany, Brazil, New Zealand, and the UK.
Gemerlap pesta kota, seolah getar flamenco mengalun jiwa. Ku duduk terhanyut nuansa di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia. Galas pasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya quiere, usted baila conmigo. Quiere darme su dirección, señorita. Ku ingin kau ajak serta malam ini. Como si pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh kata. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal di jantung Barcelona. Peluklah diriku mesra dalam cinta sebagai rindu. Akan ku kenang selalu cintaku di Barcelona. Yeah, lo siento mucho señorita, ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati tak terpadu satu janji. Usaikan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Hidupku bersamamu, kecuplah diriku kasih. Malam ini angan yang tapi ku berjanji diriku kembali untuk cinta yang tertinggal. Si jantung Barcelona, peluklah diriku mesra.
Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kima Atas Waterfall is located in Kima Atas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sam Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plane which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Jongkak sering menolak, ku hanya hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is your answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Tanggung bulan ATM tertelan, rindu dia nan jauh di sana. Status kita LDR-an, lewat pulsa kita pun bersua. Tanggung bulan, dompet gemeteran, HP lowbat, paketku pun is dead. Hunting cafe yang sesuai budget, demi update dirimu di gadget.
Mencari wifi yang untuk dirimu, mencari wifi dalam manggar tertentu. Mencari wifi jumlah hati. Oh,
daya. Apa daya, aku di rumah ayah.
Cari wifi.
That's Kuburan Band with Wi-Fi. It's about trying to reconnect with someone after being unable to connect their devices to Wi-Fi. And in a moment, we'll try to connect you more with Indonesia through the sound of music. The next one will be something about Hasapi instrument from North Sumatra. Stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
That crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Hasapi. Hasap is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasap is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasap is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians views, that Hasapi has its own technique to be played.
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Nasa majuru
Songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance place for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mesh red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Eli Kasim. Happy listening!